Welcome back to our coverage today from the Sanford Center, Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. One of the biggest Pee Wee A tournaments in the country. 16 teams, guaranteed 5 games for each of these teams. So if you're by chance a team out there listening, a coach, get your team here next year. There's a waiting list. PaulBunyanHockey.com for more information. Bismarck's white team, the Capitals, defeating Fargo's black team, the Freeze, earlier in Game 1 of the Headwaters bracket. Right now we've got our Blue Ox championship bracket coming to you here in just a few minutes. Brainerd, the home team, Fort Francis, the visiting team. We'll get you our starting lineups coming up. We take a look at how each of these teams did game day play on Friday. Fort Francis tied Eagan 5-5. Brainerd tied Andover 3-3 in the first half. Brainerd then beat Bismarck Red 4-2. Fort Francis tied Fargo Black 3-3. We'll get you the rest of them here as we send it down to ice level for our...
Good morning, hockey fans. Welcome to today's championship game of the Blue Ox bracket. Between the visitor on the scoreboard, the Northwest Ontario Stars, and the home team on the scoreboard, the Brainerd Warriors. Here are your starting lineups, first for Fort Francis. Starting in goal, number 31, Aiden Butts. On defense, number 17, Curtis Verioki. And at the other defense, number 7, Owen Joliker. Starting at wing, number 15, Andrew Kale. At the other wing, number 65, Carson Bebo. And at center, number 9, Matt Spence. For your home team, the Brainerd Warriors, starting in goal, number 30, Tristan Dawson. At defense, number 11, Eric Stockson. At the other defense, number 17, Grant Gardepi. Starting at wing, number 10, Anthony Mangini. At the other wing, number 15, Cole Beyer. And at center, number 12, Hayden Cruz. Let's play hockey, boys.
All right, there's your starting lineups between your Fort Francis Northwestern Ontario Stars against the Brainerd Pee Wee A's here. Game 2 of our Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament Championship brackets. This one, the Blue Ox. The way these two teams got here, I'll tell you more about that, but... Brainerd in the blue and Fort Francis in the red jerseys today. And Brainerd winning the faceoff. Cruz. Picked up by Cruz again. He'll fire it into the offensive zone, chasing it down. Beyer. Cole Beyer. Now Mangini. And Genie tried the centering pass. He'll collect the puck. Fires it high. It goes a little too high. The rebound comes bouncing off the back wall. It'll be picked up now by Fort Francis. Number 76. I don't have him on my roster. Doggone it. Fort Francis again with the puck. Another player not on my roster. Well, that's never any good. See if I can track down these players with these high numbers. Oh, Boy, a big collision there at the back wall behind the Brainerd goaltender, Tristan Dawson. Brainerd able to send it up the ice, chasing it down. It's number 19 of the Northwestern Ontario Stars. We'll get a face-off inside Brainerd territory. Dominic Bailiff won the draw. Up the ice, here comes Andries. Jack Andries fires that one into the offensive zone, chasing it down as Bailiff over to the far corner. It'll be flipped up the far half boards and out to center ice. Ekstrand drove it right back in, but it went off of one of the players in the Fort Francis bench. Shot blasted from the blue line by Owen Jelliker. Battles for the puck over in the corner. Broken free. Eric Kolkamp. That's a hockey name familiar with Minnesota hockey. Kolkamp. Wonder if he's related to any of them. I'm guessing probably. 14:44 to play in the opening period of hockey. Nice play there by Brainerd. Centering pass out front. A shot taken there by Cole Byer. Nice little setup by Hayden Cruz. Still scoreless here in the first. Again, you're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Game two of the championship bracket, the Blue Ox bracket, this one. Between Brainerd and the Fort Francis Northwestern Ontario Stars. I keep wanting to call Brainerd the Warriors. That's their high school team. My husband Brian and I lived in Brainerd for a couple of years. He actually was the radio voice for the Brainerd Warriors while we were there. From 2001 to 2004. Kelly Schultz with you here on the webcast. Normally on the Beaver Radio Network, the voice of Bemidji State University women's hockey today with you. Getting my vocal cords ready for a Wednesday-Thursday series between the number 5 Lady Beavers and the Lindenwood Lions. Here at the Sanford Center Wednesday and Thursday night. Brainerd will collect the puck inside of their own zone, clear it out to center. Nice play there by Andrew Zuck. He'll fire it into the near corner. Chasing it down is Alex Jones. Jones centering it from the back wall. That one just missing. It went off the skates of Cade Vilwalk. I'll get that name right. Fort Francis had carried it the other way. Sent out to center. Here comes Fort Francis. That one's interrupted. Eric Stockson. Back the other way, Jack Andries. Andries fires that one, covered up by the goaltender, Aiden Butts. 12:58 to play in the first. No score. Dominic Bailiff awaiting the faceoff in the left circle against Fort Francis. Bailiff won the draw backhanded. Oh, Eric Polkamp. Tricky play there. Nice job by Polkamp. It was held onto. Good eyes there and reflexes by Butts. Another faceoff. Left circle. Brainerd again wins the draw. Shot fired. It was blocked there by Owen Jelliker. Brainerd briefly kept it alive, and there it was flipped up the ice. by Peyton Avis. Avis will chase it over to the far half board, sends it back to the blue line for Virioki. His shot stopped. It was blocked by one of the defensemen, Caden Kleffman. Fort Francis trying to set something up there. Turned aside, though, by the Brainerd defense. Nice work. Brainerd will exit their zone. Well, maybe not. That was a nice defensive or offensive play there by Fort Francis. Out at center. Battle for the puck. Ekstrand. Now Beyer sent into the offensive zone, but Mangini was in a footstep ahead of his line mate. Cruz will await the faceoff against Fort Francis. And he wins the draw. Sent into the offensive zone by Brainerd's Gardeppi. Over to the far corner. Picked up by Mangini. Mangini loses the puck. Fort Francis tries to clear. It's kept in, though, by Gardeppi. To the back wall, Mangini. Mangini battles. Nice play there by Brainerd. Still with the puck. Sent to the blue line. Kept in. Toward the slot. A shot stopped by the goaltender. What a play by Butts. That one's batted out of midair. Gloved and dropped in the slot by Fort Francis. And here comes the Stars back the other way. Kept in at the blue line by Fort Francis. And fired back out to center. No score, 10:39 to play here in first, and it looks like we will get a penalty coming up against Fort Francis.
Northwest Ontario's number 19, Liam Jones, 2 minutes interference.
So Jones is wearing number 19. They have him listed on the roster as 20. That's one of the players I was a bit baffled by with the uniform change. I'm guessing they have different numbers for their home jerseys and road jerseys. So their roster in the program doesn't have both. It only has the one. Brainerd on the power play. A battle for the puck ensued in the corner. Between Alex Jones and Curtis Virioki. Jones will come off. The Brainerd team will switch up their power play unit. Dwyer out there on the ice will keep the play alive. Collects the puck in the far corner. Skates around, was trying to send it to the near corner. That one will be lifted over to the near wall. Kept in play nicely there by Aiden Ekstrand. And fired all the way up the ice by Fort Francis. Brainerd's goalie is Tristan Dawson. He came out to play it. Dwyer battling there with one of the Fort Francis players is looking for a shorthanded opportunity. That one nearly getting past the goalie. Now Brainerd will get control, fire it up the ice. 31 seconds left on the extra attacker for the Brainerd Pee Wee A team here in the Blue Ox bracket of our four-game championship day. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji, normally the home of Bemidji State University. Men's and women's hockey. Brainerd with the puck. And Cruz got laid out. Nothing was called. He got lifted out from underneath his arms by Fort Francis. Battle for the puck over on the far wall. It'll be pushed out to neutral ice. Picked up by Fort Francis. Tapped aside. Nice play there by Brainerd as they stop Avis. Back the other way. Here comes Zuck. They'll flip that one high. Gloved and held onto by the goalie, Aiden Butts. A-12 to play. No score here between these two teams. Fort Francis, Northwestern Ontario Stars, and Brainerd, Pee-wee A's. Fort Francis will send the puck deep into Brainerd territory. Andrew Kale chased it down. Brainerd will come up with it. Nice pass out of the zone from Zuck to Jones. Driven deep. Zuck will chase. That one's going to sail all the way around to the near wall. Stockson overstepped it. It was kept in briefly there by Kleffman. Driven back into Brainerd territory. Around the boards to the far wall. And out to neutral ice. We'll get past everybody. Now picked up by Jones. He'll drive that one to the far corner. Brainerd will try to keep Fort Francis from entering their zone. Played backhanded along the near wall by Polkamp. Gardeppi fires it ahead. Polkamp drives it to the near wall inside Fort Francis territory. Gardeppi winds up. That one was stopped. Butts with a big save. Far side of the goal line. Centering pass. No one there except for a red Fort Francis jersey. Nice play by Jolliker. Back into Brainerd territory. 6:30 left here in the first. No score. St. Francis with the puck. Back to the blue line. McCleary tried to wind up and fire. That one was stopped there as he got interrupted by Polkamp. Fired all the way up the ice, and icing will be called against Brainerd. Face off left circle. Cruz won the draw, sent it to the back wall for Brainerd inside their own zone. Picked up now by St. Francis. Peyton Avis in the near corner. Getting a little help there. And not for long. Here comes Brainerd on a 2-on-1. Mangini shoots. That one stopped by Butts. Mangini had Cruz on his right as they came flying up the ice. And he couldn't really get the pass off. We get an official grabbing the players by jersey and sending them both to the penalty box. Never seen that before. Don't see that in college level hockey either. Grab the kid by a jersey. I think those two were getting a little rough and tumble. So each player with a player in the penalty box, each team I should say, they have not put anything up on the board as of yet. We'll get the official call. They're still playing 5-on-5. So matching penalties, I'm guessing they were roughing. That's my guess anyway.
Alliance to Fort Francis's number 5, Kale Anderson, and Brainerd's number 12, Hayden Cruz. Each 2 minutes roughing.
Good guess. 2 minutes roughing. Oh, my goodness. So matching roughing, 5-on-5 hockey here. Brainerd tries to exit their zone. That one's going to get intercepted out at the red line, out at center. Fort Francis sends it into the offensive zone. Briefly, it's intercepted by Brainerd. Still scoreless here with just under 5 minutes to play. The Blue Ox consolation round of our tournament. Big stop there by the Brainerd goalie. He got some help. Oh, boy. Got some help from one of his defensemen. I think it was Alex Jones. Another big play there. Fort Francis trying to put the puck in the net. They came up with a couple of big plays. Liam Jones had a shot from the blue line. That one's going to get past Jones at the blue line as it bounces over a stick. That'll give Brainerd a chance to get some fresh skaters out. And now we will get another penalty. This one called against Fort Francis. Number 65 is in the penalty box. Carson Bebo.
4 minutes remaining in the first. 2 minute penalty has been assessed to the Stars, number 65, Aiden Bullock. 2 minutes slashing.
Aiden Bullock. That's who that is. Another number that's not correct on my roster. I'll have these guys figured out by the end of the game, I'm sure. Because their roster is not the same as the jerseys they are wearing right now. Brainerd on a power play for a minute 27. Centering pass bounced. Brainerd controls. Puck's going to go out to neutral ice. They have to regroup. It was collected by Gardeppi. Fired back into the offensive zone by Andries. Minute 8 left on the extra attacker. Mangini sends it to the near side of the blue line. Gardeppi to the back wall near corner. And again, it goes out to center. Brainerd has to regroup. Fired toward the net by Polkamp. Brainerd just not able to get their power play going here. Struggling to cycle the puck on the extra attacker. 2:34 left here in the first. No score. Brainerd has to tag up. They almost got caught offside. Shot taken by Stockson. It was blocked. Tried to get a second shot off and puck was sent up the ice. Dawson.
Stars, full strength.
Leaves the puck aside for Mangini. Fort Francis drives it ahead. Long headman pass. Kick save made there by the Brainerd goaltender, Tristan Dawson. The puck's going to bounce offside. And we'll get a faceoff just outside of the Brainerd blue line. Well, so far the Brainerd Pee Wee A's are all wearing the jerseys that are on their roster. The Northwestern Ontario Stars from Fort Francis, however, have got me all confused here today. Jolliker out there on the ice. Spence will take the draw. Still haven't figured out who number 76 is. Andrew Kale also out there on the ice wearing his appropriate number. Brainerd with the puck. They'll carry it into the offensive zone. Mangini in on the right wing side. A shot blasted toward the net from the bottom of the right circle. It was kicked out by Butts. Collision along the near wall. Picked up again by Mangini. Gets tangled up with a couple of Fort Francis players. Jolliker down on the ice. Centering pass comes from the wall from Cruz. And we'll get a stoppage and another penalty against Fort Francis. They've had three guys in the box already here today. Less than a minute
left. 59-second mark of this first period. Stars penalty to number 7, Olin Jolliker. 2 minutes for holding. 1 minute remaining.
1 minute left here in the first. Brainerd on another power play. Let's see if they can get their power play going this time. Peyton Avis clears it out. Sent right back in by Polkamp. He'll chase it to the back wall. 39 seconds left in the period. Minute 36 left in the penalty time to Jolliker of Fort Francis. Dawson comes out of his net to play the puck as Fort Francis was able to clear it up the ice. Stockson fires it ahead. Nice play. Here comes Polkamp. He'll fire a shot just deflected wide. Picked up by Dominic Bailiff. Bailiff centering pass out in front. Oh! Polkamp couldn't lift it past the leg of the goaltender. And that will do it for period number one. Good penalty kill there by Fort Francis's Stars. Brainerd finally got the puck cycled better there in that second power play opportunity of the day. They will now resurface the ice as we get no scoring there in the first. The Brainerd PBAs will still have a minute one left on the extra attacker as we will start the second period here. They will get the Zamboni out. And we will take a break. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament here. PaulBunyanHockey.com. Kelly Schultz with you here on the first Sunday of the new year. A great tournament so far. Last game was won by the Bismarck Capitals over the Fargo Freeze Black Team 4-2. So we've seen some good hockey, some back and forth hockey so far. Today, the second game here, a 0-0 tie after one period of hockey. And we'll take a quick break and get you right back into the action. We had a chance to visit with a couple members of the committee for this Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, John Carlson and Neil Huey. They joined us on Wednesday night, a couple Wednesdays ago, for Sports in the Round on the Beaver Radio Network from the Ground Round. And we'll check out part two of my conversation with Schultzy Biss, myself, and Neil and John from that coming up after this break from our sponsors. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you our coverage today of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota.
During the holidays here at Arctic Spas of Bemidji, we're reminded to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been a customer, partner, neighbor, and friend. It's no exaggeration to say we depend on you for our success. So it's our pledge and desire to provide the best service and products with sincere warmth and courtesy all year long. That's our New Year's resolution, to keep doing our best just for you. Happy holidays from Arctic Spas of Bemidji.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration would like to wish all the teams playing in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck and hope you're enjoying your stay in the Bemidji area. The Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament provides the fun and excitement for our young players to show off their skills, play competitively, and just have fun. We at Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration proudly support the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to make our youth hockey program a success. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. we proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
Welcome to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We hope that all of our visiting teams and their families are enjoying the Bemidji area. And we invite you to visit us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of our two convenient locations. We proudly support Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all their hard work in making the game of hockey fun for our young players and the values of good sportsmanship. Good luck in the tournament from all of us at McDonald's. We're loving it.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Around here on the Beaver Radio Network. Schultz, Best, and Kel with you. One final time here of 2015.
Can you throw in a little Christmas music?
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I had a little extra time today. How odd. I had to use a snowblower and get rid of what the snowplow had left in the front sidewalk.
But that wasn't a lot either.
No, but it was all crusty and nasty. I tried to shovel it.
That was worth shoveling.
What the hell for? I got a snowblower sitting in the garage.
And two neighbor kids that like to shovel us out.
So. They took care of the driveway last night while I was gone.
They did, yeah. I went out next door, talked to their mom. Yeah. We like our new neighbors.
Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. All hockey rinks in the city of Bemidji. John Carlson and Neil Healy with us. Neil, the coach of the Bemidji Peewees. 9-3-3, did you say?
Yes, sir.
It's a good start to the season.
Yeah. They've played well. I don't know how good we are, but...
That's typically the case early on in any season, no matter what the sport is.
Yeah.
You're never quite sure what the team are playing, if they're playing well or not, or to their abilities. So it's always a little bit of a flip of the coin, but all you can ask is... compete, and obviously if they've won 9 games, they've done that. When did you start your season?
Game or practice?
Both.
Our first practice was the last Monday in October, and our first game was November 14th.
So that's
3 weeks of
two,
practice?
3 weeks ahead of the high school season? Ballpark?
2 weeks. Game-wise.
Yeah, it was really nice in October when you guys started.
Yeah.
It was nice in November when they were playing.
Valid point, John.
It's still nice out, I mean, compared to what we're used to.
You still have your, 6 o'clock practice time?
Oh, yeah.
6 a.m.?
Is that hard to do when it's 50 degrees outside?
Not at all. Because I know that I don't have to go to the rink at night when it's still 50 degrees out.
There you go. Yeah,
that's true.
I'd take the trade off and go at night. That's early.
I'll start giving you guys wake-up calls when I go to the rink.
No, thanks. You don't have my cell phone number.
No, thanks. I can give it to you, Neil.
No.
I'll tweet you, though.
There you go. John's got me in his speed dial there, I'm sure.
How many on your roster this year?
15. 9 forwards, 4D, and 2 goalies.
Did you only have 1 goalie last year or
no.
2 years ago or...
No.
Only 4 defense?
How many do you need?
You need 4.
4?
There you go.
I heard a story of, I don't know where the kid plays. They had one, well, this was maybe what I was thinking of. They only had 1 goalie. And the goalie got sick or mono or hurt or something. He's going to be out for like a month. They didn't have another goalie. They had 2 other players that had another commitment some weekend for a tournament. They had a kid get a checking from behind and a misconduct penalty. So that put 2 extra guys in the penalty box with a goalie that wasn't a normal goalie. And they had 6 players, 6 skaters left.
Fun.
So the one kid was out there for the one period What do you play, 15-minute periods? 17-minute, same as high school then? So this kid was out there for like 14 of the 17 minutes.
Well, wow. They may play 15. Is that, I mean, that's kind of a – depends on where you are or what kind, how long your periods are.
Well, I remember BSU women's hockey playing game two against Ohio State after the big brawl with 11 players in uniform.
Oof.
That was about the hardest I've seen them work.
How many times do you run into numbers problems where kids have other stuff going on?
Not very often for me.
Their schedule gets set around the hockey schedule, just the way the coach likes it.
Hockey's an important priority.
Mm-hmm. That's another reason why you practice in the morning, right? No excuses.
No excuses.
Wait out the riffraff, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be pretty dedicated. Although they're getting up for school anyway.
Right. It just puts the onus on the kids that they need to go to bed at night.
And these are, we're talking fourth and fifth graders, right? For people who don't know Pee Wee's,
sixth and seventh.
Sixth
graders.
And seventh, okay.
Mostly.
Any girls on your team this year?
No.
Because the girls have a program now, don't they?
No.
No?
We do not have a 12U team this year.
Oh, there's a 10U team, that's
right.
There's
a 10U team, yeah. Mm.
Ouch. Just a lack of interest?
Lack of numbers.
There are five girls playing Pee Wee's.
On the B teams, right?
On the B teams, yeah.
Got to work on that.
Well, they're building it, Little Lady Lumberjacks. Yeah. You can thank them for...
Adopt a couple girls, Bess. About that 12-year-old age.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got one that's as old as the Sanford Center, so he's got a little ways to go.
Yeah. A hockey player in training.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy, Bess.
We'll see.
Great, we can count on you coaching then.
There you go.
Didn't work too well with the 18-year-old. She became a figure skater. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
I got her not wanting anything to do with ice and ice skates. Now.
Well.
Yeah, she's at college.
Well, yes, she's a college freshman, Brian. She doesn't want a whole lot to do with anything sports-related.
Kel went back to school and took ice skating class.
Yeah, with Bert Gilling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I finally learned a hockey stop thanks to Bert. Seriously.
Hey. There you go.
What is the number one skill that Coach Neal says that his Pee-wee team needs to master at that age level?
Well, you got to skate. You got to be able to skate.
If they can't before they get to you, can you still use them? Or are they not going to be on the A team?
It's going to be tough to make the A team if you can't skate.
It's still about the basics at this level, though, right? Passing,
oh, yeah.
Stick handling.
Yeah, we work on skating for about 10 minutes every practice. It's the most fundamental thing and the hardest thing to master is skating. And it's probably the most important part of the game.
Tom Ceratori says that even at his level, it bugs him when players don't start and stop. Round a corner. And always go
loop and poop?
Yeah. your brain kicks in and says, object in motion tends to stay in motion. Let's just keep moving and roll this corner around here a little bit.
That's where hockey stop comes in handy.
It makes you so much slower. Even at his level, he's dealing with skating.
Uh-huh.
Let's just show you, you'll probably never be done practicing that if you are a elite hockey player.
I don't buy that the goalies, though, are the best skaters. Sorry, goalies. But every goalie I skated with did not skate better than I did. It always drove me crazy. The goalies, aren't goalies who can skate.
Yes, it's not that goalies are the best skaters. The goalie should be the best skater.
Have you ever tried to skate in those things?
No.
I know our goalies.
You try to go fast in those things.
All right.
Our goalies don't even like walking down the long hallway at the Sanford Center with all that equipment on. It's so heavy.
Would you want to walk that far?
Heck no.
Would you want to get in front of a flying puck? I mean, you have to have a special mentality to just want to play the position to begin with, I think.
Well, you don't have to be a goalie to block shots either. Ask even a village.
All right. Aside from skating, what else are you working on a regular basis with your team?
Just the basics. Like Bess said, passing, shooting.
Do you have set breakouts?
Well, we're starting to get into some system work and kind of teaching how to actually play the game and where they should be in certain situations. But 80%, 75% of practice is still working on the basics.
Is there a lot of, I mean, we sometimes refer to it as peewee hockey, where everybody chases the puck still at this level? Or are they learning
that? I've done that during a Beaver game, too.
It happens sometimes. And I stand over there and go, no, don't go there.
So they're starting to learn positioning a little bit better.
They're starting to learn their positioning, and I don't know. It's fun.
Is it like basketball where they just come out
no,
and shoot?
No, it's nothing like basketball.
Hold on.
No, I can't believe you just said that to me.
No. Some people say that the three-point line has killed basketball fundamentals. Kids just come out there at any age that can hardly make a layup, and they're out there chucking up three-pointers. Do kids at the peewee age level just want to go out onto either an outdoor rink or in a practice setting and just shoot pucks?
No, not necessarily. If they have a goalie, yes. But that's the thing. In basketball, you don't have a defender like guarding the goal.
True.
Specifically.
True. They have a rule against it, as a matter of fact. It's called goaltending.
I know.
The net sizes are a little different, though.
In hockey, they call it goalkeeping.
Bemidji State men's and women's basketball teams putting their games on ice January 9th and 10th. Join the Beavers as they host Minnesota Duluth and St. Cloud State for a special four-game NSIC weekend of hoops at the Sanford Center. Tickets for the special event begin at $10 for adults, $5 for youth, reserved courtside seats just $15. Or better yet, get a seat in a suite for just $20 per day. Get your tickets at the Sanford Center box office today and join BSU basketball at the Sanford Center January 9th and 10th.
Enhance your outdoor lifestyle with a great family gift from Lakes Area Power Sports of Walker. Lakes Area is your all-season sports shop specializing in ATVs, side-by-sides, and snowmobiles. Choose from the top brands with cutting-edge technology and the hottest new styles. Find the recreational vehicle made for you at a great price. Lakes Area also sells all your parts and accessories with a fully certified service department. Find your new recreational vehicle at Lakes Area Power Sports, 1.5 miles north of Walker on 371.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Kelly Schultz with you here online, paulbunyanhockey.com. Earlier today, in game one of the Headwaters Championship Bracket, it was the Bismarck Capitals defeating the Fargo Freeze Black Team 4-2. We're getting ready for the second period of the Blue Ox Championship between Brainerd and Fort Francis. A scoreless first period. A couple of penalties called against Fort Francis. And matching penalties between Fort Francis and Brainerd to start things off. As I mentioned earlier, familiar with this Brainerd team. Lived in Brainerd for a couple years while my husband Brian Schultz called the Brainerd Warrior Hockey, high school hockey. And we are underway here as Brainerd wins the opening faceoff of the second period. They are on the power play to start things off. Brainerd with the puck. Cruz. Now over to the far wall. Verdeppi. Battles. Puck goes sailing high. It'll be stopped there by the Stars. Now Brainerd with a shot. Stopped there by the goaltender. Butts at the back wall. Brainerd again. Tries the wraparound. And that was Cruz. Cruz tries to keep it alive. That one will sail off of his stick and out to center. Stockson with a rink-wide pass. And Genie now picked up along the near wall.
Stars
are full back to full strength here. Shot taken by Stockson went wide. Brainerd's Jones tried to get a shot off, got flipped into the air. Another shot coming in from the near side of the circle. Eric Stockson with a nice blast. That one was held on to, though, by Aiden Butts, the goaltender for the Fort Francis Northwestern Ontario Stars. Special thank you to all of our sponsors here today, Coca-Cola, Arctic Spas, Iron Horse Bar, Northwest Tire, Walker Power Equipment, McDonald's, Higgins Heating and Air Conditioning, and Rogers Two-Way Radio here in Bemidji. We'll have all four of the championship bracket games, including tonight's, or later today, the championship game between Brainerd and St. Cloud, or Bemidji and St. Cloud, excuse me. Brainerd with the puck, centering pass. That one just tapped aside. Brainerd's Jackson Dwyer trying to set that one up. Dwyer will chase the puck all the way back into his own zone, back behind the goaltender for Brainerd, Tristan Dawson. St. Francis collected it and tried to take advantage of a turnover. Back the other way, here comes Andrew Zuck. Zuck left that one aside for Polkamp. Polkamp couldn't pull the trigger. Ekstrand had his pass intercepted. Fort Francis will send it back into Brainerd territory. Shot taken at the goal line, went a little too high there. Fort Francis centering pass, a shot and a goal. Peyton Havis puts that one past Tristan Dawson of Brainerd, and Fort Francis goes up 1-0. Havis collected the rebound that was originally shot. We'll see if they give an assist. So a scoreless first period. We get some scoring here. Just under 14 to play in the second period. Another shot.
At the 13:59 mark of the second period, Stars goal scored by number 14, Peyton Havis. Assisted by number 5, Kale Anderson. Havis from Anderson.
That one came at the 3:01 mark of the second period. Again, Peyton Havis from Kale Anderson. 1-0 Fort Francis leading here in the second period. Brainerd drives the puck deep into the offensive zone. Will be sent up the ice the other way, and icing called against the Stars. The future Warriors, as I will call them, is coached by Kim Larson. Assistant coaches are John and Lars Olin. Team managers, Melissa Beyer. Squirt escort this weekend, Alex Schaefer. Their sponsor this weekend is Countryside Restaurant. Backhanded shot taken by Eric Polkamp. Missed wide. Brainerd trying to toss it back into the corner. But Francis tries to clear. Nice play there by Brainerd to keep the play alive. Oh, a shot point blank right out in front of the goalie by Polkamp. It'll be held on to by Aiden Butts, the goaltender for the Stars. The Fort Francis Northwestern Ontario Stars are coached by Ron McKinnon. Assistant coaches are Jason Stevenson and Rustin Dalany. Dalany. Got it. Team managers Ron McKinnon. And their squirt escort this weekend from Bemidji is Johnny Locke. They are sponsored by Pinnacle Publishing. Brainerd will chase the puck all the way up the ice into their own zone. Fort Francis gets it back. Shot taken, sails wide of the net of Tristan Dawson. Over to the near corner, battle for the puck. couple of players from each team go down in a heap. And Brainerd is able to escape. Nice work there by Cole Beyer. Up the ice comes Bailiff. Bailiff's centering pass was intercepted. And it'll be carried out by Matt Spence. Spence sends that one ahead for Andrew Kale. Kale's pass back the other way. Here comes Brainerd. Brainerd's attempt at a shot. Ooh, ow! Yikes. Brainerd's Anthony Mangini went flying into the back wall, pops right back up onto his feet. That's how resilient these youngsters are. What a play. He put in a great effort there to try to get Brainerd get the equalizer. Nice hard work there by Polkamp out at neutral ice. Battles for the puck. Again, Brainerd trying to keep it out of their zone. It'll be collected by Kleffman and sent ahead. Here comes Mangini. Mangini's shot was blocked. It's picked up now by Fort Francis. They'll send a rink-wide pass, breakout pass out of their zone from Avis. Shot taken by their captain, Cale Anderson. And that one's going to get past everyone. They wave off icing as it was played backwards by Fort Francis. Brainerd gets the puck inside the offensive zone. Matt Spence winds up and fires. It was blocked. Fort Francis will come up with it. Kept in play, however, by Kleffman. Fort Francis escapes. They'll fire that one into Bemidji or Brainerd territory. And it's sent right back up the other way. It's a foot race. Alex Jones will get to it. He'll play it over to the far corner for himself. Finds his teammate Bailiff. Winds up and fires. Bouncing puck goes wide past the goal line. Brainerd again battling. Shot fired off the crossbar. What a play by the Brainerd. I want to call them the Warriors, can I? Should get approval from the folks listening from Brainerd today. Dominic Bailiff with a great play there for Brainerd. What a blast from the blue line. I mean, right up the slot. He was a couple feet inside the offensive zone. Went off the crossbar, though. Brainerd's Grant Gardeppi. I'll get that one right. Gardeppi will fire that into the offensive zone. Far corner, Bailiff. Battle for the puck by Andries. Over to the near wall. Stockson. Brainerd putting on some good offensive pressure here in this second period. They find themselves down 1-0 here against Fort Francis. 9 minutes to play in the second period. Another hard-working play there by Polkamp. Kept the play alive for Brainerd. Brainerd will have to chase it up the ice, however. Stopped there by Gardeppi. Fired out of the zone by Polkamp. Polkamp along the near half wall. Inside, briefly, the offensive zone. Fired right back out to neutral ice and sent right back in by Gardeppi. Nice turnaround by Stockson. He'll carry the puck into the offensive zone. His shot is blocked by Riley McCleary. Mangini tried to clear. Finally picked up now by Cruz. And Hayden Cruz will try to drive it into the offensive zone. He's stopped there at the blue line by Andrew Kale. And we will get a stoppage, an offside, I believe, called against Fort Francis with 7:41 left here in the second period. Actually, the puck went out of play, so referees will go get a new puck. We're broadcasting live today from the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Just about 100 miles south of the Canadian border in northern Minnesota. Kind of a hub, actually. About 2 hours west is Grand Forks. 2 hours east is Duluth, approximately, give or take 15, 20 minutes. Shot blasted toward the net of Dawson was redirected. At the back wall, Matt Spence. His centering pass broken up by Brainerd's Jackson Dwyer. Another shot from the blue line. Taken by McCleary, who stopped. And here comes Brainerd back the other way. They'll get stopped there. McCleary intercepts. Tries to carry it back into Brainerd territory. Popped right back out. And the puck will be picked up by Liam Jones inside of Fort Francis's zone. He turns the puck over. In walks Bailiff. Bailiff gets stopped there. Nice defensive work by Curtis Virioki. And Fort Francis will send the puck out to neutral ice. Picked right back up by Brainerd, and Andries fires it back at the back wall behind the net of Butts. Brainerd with it. Jack Andries couldn't pull the trigger. He got stopped there by one of the Fort Francis Stars. The puck sailed all the way up the ice. We got icing called against Fort Francis. We'll get a face-off inside the right circle. Dominic Bailiff awaits the face-off against Fort Francis. Riley McCleary, I believe, was the one who took the draw. Brainerd won the face-off. Fort Francis will keep it out of the zone briefly. Here comes Caden Kleffman. His centering pass up the slot. Shot blasted by Mangini. That one is stopped. It was blocked right out in front of the goaltender. And fired back up the ice. Picked up by Eric Stockson. Sent ahead for Polkamp. And intercepted. Fort Francis with a shot. Brainerd exits their zone, entering the other zone, Anthony Mangini. Brainerd on the 3-on-1. Here comes Mangini. Mangini. Oh, nice defensive work there by Fort Francis. Matt Spence got in the way. So did, I believe that was Jelliker. Another shot by Brainerd. Oh, trying to go short angle, and that puck stopped dead in its tracks by Aiden Butts. 4:32 left here in the second period. 1-0 Fort Francis leads in the Blue Ox Bracket. Game 2 of our 4-game championship series here of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. For more information on the tournament, go to paulbunyanhockey.com. Fort Francis sends the puck all the way up the ice. It'll be picked up by Grant Gardeppi. Andrew Zuck with the puck over on the far wall for Brainerd. He gets lifted down off of his feet. Alex Jones. Shot fired. That one was blocked at the blue line. Everybody goes down into a heap, and Brainerd comes away with it and fires that one all the way up the ice. 1-0. Fort Francis leads. We'll get a faceoff out at center. Fort Francis, Peyton Avis won the draw. Try to carry it into the offensive zone. Along the near wall, drives it to the corner. Kale Anderson with the puck, far half boards inside the offensive zone for Fort Francis. Popped free out to neutral ice. Fort Francis gets it right back. And it'll be shot toward the net by Peyton Avis, stopped there by the goaltender Dawson. Picked up now by Brainerd. They will try to clear their zone. Nice long pass to Polkamp. And on the right wing side, he'll skate it along the near half wall. Drops it off for Kleffman. To the back wall to Polkamp. Polkamp looking for some help from Bailiff. Bailiff along the near wall. Nice centering pass. That one. Jack Andrews couldn't pull the trigger. Fort Francis will send the puck out to neutral ice. Intercepted. Here comes Mangini back the other way. He's been fun to watch out there. He's got some good moves. Good skater. And speedy. Just hasn't been able to score yet. 2-on-2 for Brainerd. Mangini in on the left wing side. Got a stick underneath his skate. Nothing called. Brainerd able to keep the play alive inside the offensive zone briefly. And here comes Fort Francis back the other way quickly. And a penalty coming up against Brainerd's Cole Byer. He pushed one of the Fort Francis players down onto the ice. I believe interference or checking will be called.
With 1:44 remaining in the second period, a two-minute penalty has been assessed to Brainerd's number 15, Cole Byer. 2 minutes for interference.
So interference, the call. First penalty called against Brainerd here today. A power play for Fort Francis. They lead 1-0 with a minute 35 left here in the second period. Fort Francis will try to set up their power play. They sent it into the offensive zone a little bit too soon, and Grant Gardeppi was able to fire it all the way up the ice. Picked up at the back wall by Joliker. And Brainerd able to fire it right back in. But offside. 1:03 left here in the second period. A minute 19 left on the penalty time to Brainerd's Cole Byer. St. Francis with a shot from their captain. Went wide over the near wall. Battle for the puck ensues. Joliker battles. Now Avis trying to find the find a seam there. Could not. Nice defensive work there by the goaltender, Tristan Dawson. Kept a good eye on the puck. Avis wasn't able to put it away. Brainerd's going to change up their penalty kill unit here. Cruz tries to clear. That one didn't get very far. Anderson wound up and fired that one toward the net. Now into the near half wall. Nice play by Brainerd. Here comes Mangini in a foot race. Mangini picks up the puck shorthanded. Goes short and scores, did he? Oh, what a play by Mangini. Watching that kid play just in this first two periods of hockey, knew he was going to score. Wow. What a play. Deked out the goalie. Caught him on the near post. Went behind him. There was 29 seconds left in that penalty. 1-1 our
score. With 13 seconds remaining in the second period, Brainerd shorthanded goal scored by number 10, Anthony Mangini. Assisted by number 12, Hayden Cruz. Mangini from Cruz.
That will do it. Mangini with the shorthanded goal, the equalizer. We've got ourselves another great period of hockey. 1-1 our score. Here at the Sanford Center, game two, the Blue Ox consolation, or first place championship game, I should say. So the Blue Ox championship game here between Brainerd and the Fort Francis Northwestern Ontario Stars. 1-1. We'll be back with more of our broadcast here in just a few.
During the holidays here at Arctic Spas of Bemidji, we're reminded to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who's been a customer, partner, neighbor, and friend. It's no exaggeration to say we depend on you for our success. So it's our pledge and desire to provide the best service and products with sincere warmth and courtesy all year long. That's our New Year's resolution, to keep doing our best just for you. Happy holidays from Arctic Spas of Bemidji.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration would like to wish all the teams playing in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck and hope you're enjoying your stay in the Bemidji area. The Paul Bunyan Hockey Tournament provides the fun and excitement for our young players to show off their skills, play competitively, and just have fun. We at Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration proudly support the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to make our youth hockey program a success. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
And we are back. That was a quick intermission.
Brainerd
back to full strength. Another shot and a goal! Wow, what a shot. Brainerd goes up 2-1. Cole Beyer. Wow. We'll get you that scoring right as the second period had started. 26 seconds in, or third period, excuse me. 26 seconds in.
At the 26-second mark of the third period, Brainerd goal scored by number 15, Cole Beyer. Assisted by number 12, Hayden Cruz. Beyer from Cruz.
Wow, that penalty had just expired. Brainerd had scored that shorthanded goal late, 13 seconds left in the second period, and then just carried that momentum here into this third period. 2-1, Brainerd leads Fort Francis. That's a dangerous lead to have. Here comes Fort Francis back the other way. Brainerd stops them. So 2-1 our score here. Brainerd now defending the right end of the rink, just to my right. Skating from right to left. Fort Francis skating from my left to right. Eric Stockson tries to clear. It's kept in there by Riley McCleary. His shot fired wide to the near corner. Brainerd almost turned the puck over in front of their net. Beyer tries to clear. Battle for the puck by Fort Francis. Kale wasn't able to keep the play alive. Now they'll carry it in. Brainerd will exit their zone again, and offsides will be the call against Fort Francis. We'll get a faceoff just outside of Brainerd's blue line.
Third period of hockey, 14:58 to play. 2-1 Brainerd leads Fort Francis here. Kelly Schultz with you. PaulBunyanHockey.com. Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Two more games after this one today. I'll tell you about those coming up here. Brainerd's Hayden Cruz. He'll skate it up the ice with some speed. Still controls. Cruz on the left wing side. Tried to center that one for Polkamp. Now Mangini fires that one toward the net. Backhanded it, actually. It was intercepted by Liam Jones. Fort Francis on the far wall trying to clear it out of the zone. Kept in there by Brainerd's Mangini. Picked up by Cale Anderson. Anderson tries to make a move through two Brainerd defenders. Wasn't able to. Andrew Zuck will come away with the puck. Tries to clear it out. It's kept in by Fort Francis. Fired ahead into Fort Francis zone. Byer chases it down. Over to the far wall. Got a little help there from Caden Kleffman. And we will get a Brainerd power play coming up here. Another penalty called. This one called against.
With 13:31 remaining in the third period, Fort Francis penalty on number 7, Owen Jolliker. 2 minutes for roughing.
So a Brainerd power play. Their third of the day. They're 0-for-3 so far. Brainerd inside their zone. Nice little pass. Head to Byer. Nice little tic-tac-toe play there. Kleffman to Zuck. Zuck winds up and fires from his knees. Stopped there by Butts. Another shot coming from the top of the left circle by Stockson. That one was stopped. Jones will chase it down. Now to the back wall. Zuck. Francis is able to clear it up the ice. Dawson comes out of his net to play it. Kleffman will collect it. Send it over off the far boards. Polkamp. Here comes Polkamp up the ice. And on the left wing side, skates it to the middle. Backhanded shot. Oh, boy. Andrews tried to get the rebound. Stockson with the puck for Brainerd. At the back wall, skates around, sends it right up the slot. Shot. Fired, trickles toward the net. Came off the stick of Dominic Bailiff. 40 seconds left on the extra attacker for Brainerd. They're going to get all fresh skaters out there on the ice. Hayden Cruz will take the faceoff, right circle. Fort Francis' zone. That one's going to be fired all the way up the ice. 37 seconds left on the power play for the Warriors. Brainerd Scardeppi sends it ahead. Here comes Byer. And Cruz. That one was deflected. Now Cruz with the puck. Skates around, centers that one right out in front. Oh, big save made there, and a goal! Tapped in. What a play. I believe that was Mangini again. And it was. Mangini hanging out at the doorstep, his second goal of the day. I told you this kid, there's something special about him. What a play there by Mangini. 3-1 Brainerd leads, 11:39 to play.
11:39 remaining in the third period. Brainerd, power play goal, scored by number 10, Anthony Mangini. Assisted by number 17, Grant Gardepi. Mangini from Gardepi.
3-1, Brainerd leads 11-21 to play Mangini with two goals here for Brainerd in the Blue Ox championship game. Out at center, Fort Francis will send it into the offensive zone. Peyton Avis chases it down. Over in the near wall, Kale Anderson for Fort Francis. That one is interrupted, or intercepted, I should say. Nice play there by Jack Andrews. Andrews tried to find it. Bailiff's shot was deflected. Kept in on the near side by Gardeppi. .10:28 to play here in the third. Brainerd leads 3-1. Some names to keep your ears open for in the coming years. Let me tell you, folks, there's some good players out here on the ice. Anthony Mangini and Eric Polkamp are two, to name a few, for Brainerd. On the other side of the ice, Riley McCleary might be one of those defensemen you may see play someday down the road in the college rankings. He's been interesting to watch. And Peyton Avis, seen him on the ice a lot, to some speed. Back inside Brainerd territory to the far corner. Battle for the puck. Nice hard work there by Brainerd's Hayden Cruz. He's another one impressed with so far. Cruz will come away with the puck. Fire it ahead. Mangini. Oh, he gets tapped off of it. Nice play there by Fort Francis, number 19. Liam Jones. Mangini again with the puck. He'll break out of his zone. That one was stopped there and interrupted. Fired into Brainerd territory. Offside, however, we'll get a faceoff just outside of Brainerd's blue line. Dominic Bailiff facing off for Brainerd. Won the draw, but Fort Francis carries the puck in over the blue line briefly. It was intercepted by Andrew Zuck. He'll fire it around the boards to the far wall. Over to the near half boards. Battle for the puck. It'll be popped free. Popped right back over the center line by McCleary, keeping it away from Fort Francis's end of the ice. And Brainerd drives that one all the way into the offensive zone, and we will get another power play for the Warriors as Dawson was making his way to the bench from his goal post. Penalty number 4 called against Fort Francis. Into the penalty box. Goes number 76. Finally figure out who this is. He's not on the roster. Oh, boy. I guess I'm spoiled by calling my college hockey games as everybody's on the roster. Brainerd on another power play. They've already scored one power play goal here today. And a shorty. Brainerd will collect the puck out at center. Drove right back into the offensive zone by Mangini. Chased down over the far corner by Beyer. Cleared all the way up the ice by Fort Francis. And Dawson comes out of his net to play it. Let's set it aside.
Stars penalty on number 11, Carson Beeble. 2 minutes for hooking.
That'd be Carson Beeble, wearing number 76, listed on the roster as number 11. All right, folks, we got that one figured out. Not that I want any more penalties called against Fort Francis, but there's a few kids out there I still don't know who they are. Their numbers are all messed up on the roster. So my apologies to friends and family that are listening. today. I probably would call your kid's number a lot more if coaches listed the right numbers on the roster. That being said, Brainerd leads 3-1 here in the third period with 7:22 left to play, 32 seconds left on the penalty to Carson Bebo. McCleary winds up and fires that one shorthanded toward the net of Dawson, who stopped there. Nice stick save made by the Brainerd goalie. Brainerd exits their zone. Not able to get much going here in this power play as Fort Francis not playing back on their heels as they were earlier.
Stars, full strength.
Shot blasted right up the slot. Again, by number 13, also not listed on the roster. Brainerd will chase the puck into the offensive zone. McCleary battling with Bailiff. McCleary sends it ahead. Nice play there by number 27 of Fort Francis. Brainerd will come away with the puck after collecting it inside their own zone. Headman pass by Stockson. Looking for Zuck. Zuck will chase it to the back wall behind the net of Butts. He skates all the way around, fires a shot off the blocker of Butts. Picked up now by Jones over on the far wall. He'll skate it to the top of the point, fires a shot. That one was stopped by the two defensemen, McCleary, one of them, and Liam Jones, the other. Jones chases the puck down, fires it around the near wall. Bebo will clear. Bebo sends it ahead. Finds Spence. Spence, his pass broken up. Nice play there by Clayton Kleffman of Brainerd. Top of the left circle. Nice block. What a play by Cole Beyer. A shot. It was a hard shot. Now here comes Bebo. Bebo winds up. Glove save made. What a huge glove save made there by Tristan Dawson. A nice quick glove save. You don't see that often in Pee Wee hockey. Made that one look too easy. 3-1 Brainerd leads. 5:12 to play here in the third. We'll keep our eye on the left-hand goal situation. See if Fort Francis will be pulling Aiden Butts, their goaltender here. Try to find a couple of goals before this game comes to an end. A Blue Ox Championship game two of our four games here on PaulBunyanHockey.com. Courtesy of RP Broadcasting and the Beaver Radio Network. For Francis with a shot. Blocker save made. The captain going high. And another big save by Dawson. Back the other way. Here comes Cruz at the goal line. Left side. He'll skate to the back wall. Looks for the centering pass. Polkamp tries to go backhanded. And he couldn't pull the trigger. It was intercepted. Back the other way. Here comes Fort Francis. Trying to make it interesting. The pass hits the back of the skates. Cale Anderson was looking for his teammate there, number 16. And went off the back of his skates. Now Ekstrand gets bumped off the play. And Brainerd gets called offside. We'll get a faceoff just outside of the Fort Francis blue line with 3:57 left to play here in the hockey game. Coming up, the Lumberjack Championship of our games today. Back inside Fort Francis territory. Curtis Virioki drives that one all the way up the ice, and icing called. Brainerd will get an offensive faceoff. It's a 3-1 lead. And if Brainerd can hang on,
They'll be the first Minnesota team to win here today. Fort Francis exits their zone. They'll drive it up the ice. And another icing call against the Northwestern Ontario Stars. And another face-off inside the right circle. Winning the draw was Andrew Zuck of Brainerd. A shot, a goal right up the slot. They caught the goalie out of position. And Cole Beyer makes it a 4-1 hockey game for Brainerd. We'll get the official.
With 3:08 remaining in the third period, Brainerd goal scored by number 15, Cole Beyer. Assisted by number 17, Grant Gardepi. Beyer from Gardepi.
Fort Francis carries the puck into the offensive zone. Nice play there by Brainerd to break that one up. 2:52 to play, and Fort Francis finding themselves down by 3. Brainerd team's been pretty good here so far today. Beyer with his second goal of the game. So Cole Beyer and Anthony Mangini both with 2 goals for this Brainerd squad. Brainerd Warriors will be good in a couple years. They're probably already good, but they're going to have a couple of really good future players on their team. I've been really impressed with them so far. They will give their conference opponents some fits. I'm sure Bemidji will see them in the future at some point. Fort Francis not giving up yet, though. Keeping the play alive inside the offensive zone with 1:52 left here in the third. 4-1 Brainerd leads. The lone Fort Francis goal scored by Peyton Avis, assisted by Cale Anderson. That one came early in the second period. So far, it's been all Brainerd. Usually the team that scores first is the team that wins. Not the case today here in game 2. Peyton Avis to face off against Dominic Bailiff. Bailiff had won the draw. Here comes Eric Stockson. Sends it to his left, Jack Andries. Fires a shot. It was blocked right out in front by the assistant captain, Curtis Virioki. Nice work. Fun to see how far Pee Wee hockey's even come since I started doing these games many years ago. I'll say this much. Hockey in general, the quality of hockey has improved greatly. I remember when these games were slower than molasses. Actually been pretty good here today so far, and this isn't even the big championship game. This is only the second game of our 4 championship games. 36 seconds left here in the third. Brainerd with a 4-1 lead. They'll pop the puck out to neutral ice. Here comes Polkamp. Hellfire shot high. Glove stop. Not saved, however. 22 seconds left. Fort Francis will come away with the puck. Fired out of the zone by Owen Jelliker. And a shot right in on net from the far side. Nice. Saved there by Dawson. A shot coming off the stick of Peyton Avis. 2 seconds left. Fort Francis trying to shove in one more goal, and that's going to do it. A final score here, 4-1. Brainerd wins the Blue Ox Championship. We run through our scoring real quick before they make the announcements.
Fort Francis got on the board first, 3:01 into the second period after a scoreless first period. Peyton Avis from Kale Anderson. That made it a 1-0 hockey game. The Brainerd Pee Wee A's would score with 13 seconds left in the second period. Anthony Mangini, his first of two goals this afternoon, a shorty. Fort Francis would be done scoring, and Brainerd would continue their scoring. Cole Beyer in the third, 26 seconds into the period, a great play. Hayden Cruz with the assist, and that would be goal number one of Cole Beyer's day. Mangini would add the third goal with 11:39 left, a power play goal, and then Cole Beyer would add his second with 3:08 left.
For Northwest Ontario, number 31, Aiden Butts. And for Brainerd, number 10, Anthony Mangini.
So those are your players of the game. Aiden Butts of Fort Francis and Anthony Mangini of...
When I call your name, Brainerd players, please step forward and get your medal. Number 2, Caden Kloffman. Number 3, Jackson Dwyer. Number 6, Cade Vilwalk. Number 7, Alex Jones. Number 8, Dominic Bailiff. Number 9, Andrew Zuck. Number 10, Anthony Mangini. Number 11, Eric Stockson. Number 12, Hayden Cruz. Number 14, Jack Andrews. Number 15, Cole Beyer. Number 16, Aiden Exrand. Number 17, Grant Gardapi. Number 19, Eric Polkamp. Number 30, Tristan Dawson. Squirt Escort, Alex Schaefer. Assistant coaches Lars Olin and Grandpa John. Head coach Marty. Get the plaque. Captains can come forward and get the plaque.
Again, the Brainerd Pee Wee A team defeating Fort Francis here today by a final score of 4-1 in the Blue Ox Championship Bracket, Game 2 of our broadcast here. We will be back in just a few with the start of Game 3 of our day as the Lumberjack Championship. We'll see another Minnesota team, Champlain Park, out of the Twin Cities, hosting Fargo Blue. So another Fargo team making it to the championship round. The Blue team will be taking on Champlain Park. That is next right here as Brainerd goes on to defeat Fort Francis 4-1. Two goals by Anthony Mangini and two goals by Cole Beyer. A shorty, a power play. They going to be a good Brainerd team in the future. We will come back in just a moment here. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament, paulbunyanhockey.com.